From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. 7 American troops died in Afghanistan today. 5 U.S. troops were killed when they were hit by a roadside bomb. 2 more U.S. service members were killed when a soldier with the Afghan National Army shot them to death. It's been a deadly week in Afghanistan for U.S. service members, according to the Associated Press. 21 Americans have died in air crashes and in today's bombing and shooting incidents. Activists in Syria are reporting another massacre in a town along Syria's coast. NPR Susanna George reports they say the violence has left more than 60 people dead.
Video uploaded by activists shows the bodies of dead children lying in a pile, some partially covered by blood-stained blankets. Activists say pro-regime militiamen stormed Banias, torturing and then executing civilians. State TV says government forces are working to clear the area of terrorists. That's the term it uses to describe Syria's armed opposition. This comes after another alleged massacre Friday in nearby Al-Baida. Syria's Mediterranean coast is the home of the country's Alawite minority. That's the minority to which Syrian President Bashar al-Assad belongs. But this recent violence has been occurring in majority Sunni towns and neighborhoods, raising fears of increased sectarianism in the Syrian crisis. Susanna George, NPR News, Beirut.
Searchers in Kyrgyzstan have found the bodies of 2 American crew members aboard a crashed U.S. military plane. The plane went down yesterday in rugged mountains about 100 miles east of an air base the U.S. runs in Kyrgyzstan. It's used to support American military operations in Afghanistan. There's no word on the cause of the crash. There are reports from people in the Kyrgyz countryside who said they heard the plane explode in the air. The incoming president of the National Rifle Association is calling on members to dig in for a long fight over gun rights. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us James Porter assumes the group's top job on Monday.
The Alabama attorney told organizers at the Houston, Texas-based convention they're the front line of what he called a culture war that goes beyond gun rights. CEO Wayne LaPierre echoed other speakers blasting the Obama administration.
Even before he was sworn into office, before his inauguration, the president launched an all-out, historic attack, a siege against our rights.
LaPierre told the crowd the state of the organization is stronger than ever, and it has a record 5 million members. Speakers and attendees gloated over the NRA's recent victory over President Obama's push for gun control measures and the defeat of a U.S. Senate bill introduced after December's mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The fierce wildfire burning in Southern California has scorched at least 43 square miles. The Springs Fire is about 50 miles west of Los Angeles. It has damaged at least 15 buildings. It is now threatening some 4,000 homes. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. New York's Metropolitan Museum says it will return 2,000-year-old stone statues to Cambodia. The Cambodian government says they were looted. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta. The archaeologically rich countries like Cambodia are becoming more assertive about reclaiming lost antiquities.
There was plenty of evidence to convince the Met that the statues were looted. For example, they're the statues' bases, where witnesses saw them standing intact as recently as the 1970s. The life-size statues are part of a group of 9 princes in a scene from the Hindu epic The Mahabharata. They're from a temple at Koh Kher, the former capital of the Khmer Empire, which had been lost in the jungle since it was abandoned in the 10th century. The Met's decision may put pressure on the auction house Sotheby's, from which Cambodia is trying to reclaim 2 other statues from the same group. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
The crew of a solar plane has completed the first leg of a cross-country trip. The Solar Impulse took off from an airfield outside San Francisco yesterday and landed in Phoenix early today. The plane's creators are trying to make it across the U.S. without using conventional fuel. The plane gets its power from some 12,000 photovoltaic cells that cover its gigantic wings and keep the batteries charged. It's got just one pilot, and its top speed is about 40 miles per hour. The 139th Kentucky Derby takes place this evening. Post time is 6:24 p.m. Eastern. The racetrack at Churchill Downs has already held the $1 million Kentucky Oaks race, which is for 3-year-old fillies. Long shot horse Princess of Silmar was the winner, paying $76.60 on a bet. This is NPR.